ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Katz. Meseches Bava Basra has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
Gemara Bava Basra Daf Guf Ayin Heim and Aleph. The Gemara on the top of the Amud asks a question that when a person is Makdish Kol Nechasov, as you should say, that other Masri Shaloy Lez Bias Atzmai, the reason why he said he was Makdish Kol Nechasov was because he didn't want to look rich. But you shouldn't believe him that he was really makdish everything. And if he says afterwards there's a halva to someone, he should be believed. Frek the Rajba, how could you say when a person is makdish kol nechasav that the reason why he's saying there's a halva is kidei that he shouldn't look like he's a usher? Hare dal the halva mihacha, he already was makdish kol nechasav. She doesn't look like a usher anymore. So what is this saying? There's another halva gonna make him look like less of a usher. As he brings the Ravid, that the Ravid says that the Gemara doesn't mean literally he was makdish kol nechasav. It means he was makdish the nechasim that we know. But if she has other nechasim as a mela, therefore there's still a need not to look like a usher if he says he has halvois. Another Shaila, the Ramah asks, that we're talking over here about a Shechiv Meirash Oimid Lamus. As what does he care if he's near a kosher? He's about to be Nifter anyway. And he says, he answers, because sometimes it takes time for him to be Nifter, and if he's near a kosher, he's scared people are going to come and steal it from him while he's sick. Those are the two shailas. Number one, he's makdish kol nechasa. What do you mean, nirika asher v'oid? He's a shemira. The Ritva answers both shailas by saying that enochinami. The chash in the Gemara is he's going to be yoko michal yoy. As number one, then it's bottle the hekish. As matnish shemira is only chal if he's not oimid b'chal yoy. V'oid, then he's going to be worried that he's going to be nirika asher. So mainly he has to say it was helping me plainly. The Ramah explains why the Rashba and the Ramah didn't want to learn the Gemara like the Ritva that we're talking about. He's choishes, she's going to be choizer if he's oimid. The Gemara then continues, and the Gemara says, the Gemara, yes, it's Shaila. And the Gemara wants to answer a shaila from the member of Afuna to the member of Rav Shmuel. And the Gemara wants to answer Ki kamer Afuna hasam de nagid shtara. In fact, the Gemara mechlal de Afuna de nagid shtara. Say, how could you be goyfe? But the lashon of the Gemara is Ki kamer Afuna hasam de nagid shtara. As the Rashba is medayik the Gemara mashma, you could learn the memory of Rav Huna is talking about without a shtar. Because we had a steer between Rav Huna and Rav Shmuel, we have to say Rav Huna is talking about with the shtar. Frank the Rashba, how could you have a Havamina differently? Now Rav Huna is not talking about with the shtar. If you don't have a shtar, how could you be goyber from Hekdish? Rav Huna is talking about, we said he gave it, he was Makdish, and then he says he gave it to someone, there's a Malva who could be goyber. So how could a Malva be goyber from Hekdish? And the same way a Malva Bel Peh can't be Goyva from Lekuchas, he shouldn't be able to be Goyva from Hegdash, Mali Hedyat, Mali Gvoya. It was the Ritva is Matra the Diuk, and he says, Deke Teretz of the Gemara is on the Chelek of Rav Shmuel. And that was Deke Chiddush. But being that the Gemara was speaking out, Rav Shmuel is Loi Nogit Shtar, as the Gemara spoke out, also Rav Huna is Ben Nogit Shtar, but rather that was Pashat all along. Ayin the Chedushi Haramban that brings down the Rif that says even a bigger Chiddush. The Rif says La Locha in the Tzir of Rav Huna if he says to Noisim Hagam She'en Lo Shtar and Frek the Ramban on the Rif. And if there's no Shtar, Zim Kain, how could he be Goyva Mihegdish? As our man says, Efshe the Gemara means we're not talking about a tzir we use moida. It's alvon, or he's being moida to be cotton. Or maybe we're talking about his moida that he does have a shtar, just the mal was not bringing it out in bezin, but being that he's moida that he has a shtar, it helps. There's aren't much is to say pshat in the rif. However, the Rajba, to answer his diuk in the Gemara, wants to say a big yisoid. He brings down a mahalach that, according to the man diyomar, Nachibudi daraisa be'emes is yocholig besmelakuchas. What's the time you're not goyver? The Gemara says, why do you goyver by a milvapem? Mishum seded lakuchas. Azok the Rajba, that's only by lakuchas because they paid money. Azen this pseded lakuchas. But by Hegdish, that Hegdish didn't pay money, it's not called a pseda to them. As a mela, you'd be able to be goyvi even with a milval pen. The Rajba says lefiza who had done with a matana. Zayin the ksois kuf yud zayin zif cotton gimel that he brings down the shaila of the Ramban on the Rif, and he brings down a Rajba and Baba Kama mem tes amibes that he wants to answer up the shaila. Over there, the Gemara is going by a gershem meisha kol nechos of his hefker, and the Gemara is before that the Malveh still could be goiva. Ayitz Hefka doesn't belong to the Leiva. As the Rajba says, just like by Hekdesh, he could be goiva. Who are then by Hefka? And over there it's talking about a Milval Peh. As Agdek says, you see in the Rajba and Baba Kama, that a Milval Peh could be goiva from Hekdesh. As Lefiza, it's Miyashiv the Rif over here. As Nifadik, the Ksais was Mechamin Beruach Kotshai to the Rajman or Sugya, and he uses it to answer the Rif. He just only had the Rajba in Baba Kama. He didn't have a Rajba here. As Mimela, he used the Rajba, but when we have the Rajba here, it's Mamisha Rajba Lashitasai. Nor in our Rajba, there's a Grosh Hashlama. Koidim Kol, the Rajba of his explaining. What's the chilik between Hegdish, Matan, and Hefka from Mecher? Because in Mecher, there's a Pseda de Lukuchis, he paid for it. Mashen came by Hefka, or by Hegdish and Matan, we didn't pay for it. There's no Pseda de Lukuchis. Void, in the Rajva Bayas, he brings a diik from Asugya that's Mavur that way, because Umar has a tzadar. Everyone is talking about without a shtar. As that goes, Baruch Tam, on his Pirish and the Ksois over there, and Zimun Kuf Yud Zayin, he's Mitzayin to the Ramban in Yavam Yistaf Mem Vav, that the Ramban Taka brings down a Deo, that he holds like the Rajba, that because there's no Pseida by Hegdish, as you could be going with a Milval Peh from Hegdish, and the Ramban is Choylik Aleim, that Chazal would Zicha make a Loi Plug and Hishum be the same, because people are going to make mistakes. As the Fizet's Nifla B'yoysa, the Ramban over here, Lishitas and Yavamis, that holds there's a loy plug, we don't care if this Hefzer or not. As the Ramban doesn't answer the Rif. I'm Lefid the Rajba here, and Lishitas and Baba Kama, we have a Mahalach to be Miyashiv the Rif. As the Gemara Lamaskana, this is the one Mahalach, the Gemara is a Mantra the Halach, everyone has to be talking about with a Shtar. As the Gemara says, the chilek is if it's going by shtar makoyim, shtar she'en a makoyim, and by, if it's a shtar makoyim, you could be goyva. If it's a shtar she'en a makoyim, then it's totally. If you say tnu, kimel a shtara. If you don't say tnu, you're not makayim the shtara. Well, the shaila is why when you say tnu, are you makayim the shtar? Rekim shtaris means that you brought Edom that the chsimis aren't mezuyif. Over here, just because he's maida, but it's not Edom that the chsimis aren't mezuyif. As why is it called a kim? As the Rajba over here, boys in the Gemara, big chiddush. Zog the Rajba, you see, that what's the whole reason that you need kim because of a chshash ziyuf? As lu ye, you could tell from the shtar that it's not mezuyif. Why? Because the Baldover was moida that it's not mezuyif. As Imkain, you see that it's not mezuyif. As Imkain, you no longer need kiyum because we already have a hoida. Dr. Rajwal, if he's a chiddush la'alacha, let's say you have a shtar, which is a ksuba. As in a ksuba, it lasts for a long time. Many times people could stay married for many years. By the time you're going to, if they get divorced, or she's an almana, you're not going to be able to find the original eidim who signed on the shtar. That's how you're going to make kiyum. As Dr. Rajwal, you have a eitzah. The chassin himself should write the ksuba, the ksav yadoi, as that way we could verify afterwards that this is the signature of the chassin, and it's much easier to do that as if we verify this is the signature of the chassin, the shtar will be makuim, and the ish will be able to be goyve the ksuba. As the Rajah is buying from our Gemara a new way of being makayim the shtar. Nira, it's a chiddush that in this kind of a kiyum, you wouldn't be able to make dimui chsimis. I mean, one of the ways of your makayim is you compare signatures. Over here, we don't know the signatures are not mezuyif. We just have a raya, the shtar is not mezuyif from haida, and we don't have a shasif of a still. The we don't have an edim that the chsimis are really the chsimis. As l'chayr from such a shah, you wouldn't be able to make dima chsimis. The ravya in mishpatei ksuvas in tov kuf yud tes is cholik on the Rashba, and he asked that how can hoidos baldin help klapi lekuchas? Harei the hoidos baldin doesn't help a makam shechav lachrini. That's what he's saying, the kiyum is because of the hidah. How does it help klapi gviya from lakuchas? B'choyu the kivun, and the Rashba is b'etzem, it's a chiddush that we're chayshin al aziyah. B'etzem in the rice, you don't need kiyum, it's a din rabbanon that we're chayshin al aziyah. As well with the rabbanon chayshin al aziyah, only when the Baal Dov himself was a moida, when the Baal Dov himself was moida, this is the subject. Then the Gemara goes ahead. The Gemara brings down Nachatzir, and the Gemara says that Amol Nisaimim Aneman to say Paranu. The Matzkan of the Gemara is Shub Meir Hashem to Ruman El Plani Biyad Ram Yisayim Chaz of Amalano Abba Peranti Nemanim. If the Shub Meir Hashem just said Man El Plani, then the Yisayim could say Paraiti, that a father that there was a Pirayin. My time met Kuri Mitka. If the father says Tu Man El Plani, then they're not Neman to say Paraiti. As what are we talking about? When are they saying Paraiti? As Tysus is loimid, that it's talking about what they said, they were pyra, that the pirayin happened before the father said Tnu Mana Laplaini. He said Tnu Laplaini, or Mana Laplaini, sorry, by Mana Laplaini. He said Mana Laplaini, by Tnu, it's not Neman, by Mana Laplaini, he said, as Zok Tysus, the Neman with a migui. That migui after he said mana laplaini is neman to say paraiti, as huadin he's neman to say paraiti koidim also, and huadin the yisaimim have the same migui as midin migui the neman to say he was ta'isa in the haida. This ta'isis is a klaus the kenidin. Ta'isis machadish mikayach this gemara that you neman with a migui to say you were ta'i in the haida as baldin. There are mas cholik on ta'isis. And he says, Amigo is not strong enough to say that you were tayin in the Haida. Aye, what do you do with the sugya over here? As Ramah wants to say, it's talking about where you pyra achakach. It's very schwer. The Bach and Simon Reishner and Hei Sivches points out, Taisis is medayik the Gemara not that way, because the Gemara says, you say the father was at Kuri Midkar. Bishlam, if we're talking about, we sang Pirayim before he talked, because then he remembered afterwards that the Pirayim happened, and when he said it was a mistake. But the Fidra Amah that we're talking about, we said Pirayim afterwards, what's the Lashon of the Gemara? It Kure Midkar. Matthias says a different Svarta Bimata, the Gemara. Taisus wants to say, maybe only over here, because it's a Shrimirash, Ein Daitem Yushevis Alav. As therefore, he's never with a Migoy. What's the Pshat? As in the Rishonim, the Rosh, the Ramban, and Gittin, in the Sugya that Taisus brings down, they explain what's the tzad to say that with a Migoy you're not never to say Taisi, L'chayro, you're saying there's no Hadas Baldin, you would tell you. Zog the Rishonim, because there's a umdana that before a person is moida, he's very careful. He's not going to be moida something which is chayvasai unless it's true. As there's a umdana, it must be it's true. He didn't make a mistake. As when he wants to say ta'isi, the migu is going keneged umdana. It's like a migu keneged edem. That's only when he's a bardas, when he's holding in a standard matziv. When he's a shriviran, ain't daitim yushevis alav, he's not so makbid. As then it could be that he would make a mistake and be maidas. There's no longer an umdanas. Over here, the migu is mahani. Then we go on to the next Mishnah, which is the Indian of Gviya Mimushubadim. Mimushah, Klolis Dikir Indian, which is Nagei and Kama Vakama Sugis. In Shas, and the reason why it's brought here is Hemzich to the Dini Arvis, because one of the Tzir that you're not giving me Mishabdi is by Arif. Amlomaisa Khan is the greatest Sugya of Shibun Nechasim. As Havai Nirev Nivne Eseinian, Mezes Hashem. The Mishnah starts off, and the Mishnah says there's one Tzir where you're giving me Mishabdi, which is Halva B'Shtar. Rather, the Pashas of the Mishnah is Mashma. It doesn't make a difference what you write in the Shtar. That's the Diyuk of the Rishbam, that he says that Achrayis is Toyas Sofer, Kach is Mashma from the Stimus of Mishnah. That's why the Rishbam says it over here, because it's Kilo Mashma in the Mishnah that way. Toyas, the first year of the Mishnah is that he's goiva mi mishamdi by halva b'shtar. And the Mishnah says, kimol tziyurim, that he's not goiva from mishamdi, halva b'edim, ksaf yad, and oriv la'acha chitam shtaras. Those are the three tziyurim where he's not goiva from mishubadim. As the Rishbam says, a chiddush, he says that in all tziyurim, these three tziyurim, they have a common denominator. The reason why you can't be goyva mimishabdi is because there's no kol. In the tzira rishon by Havo Beidim, there's no kol because he didn't write a shtar. In the other two tzirim, where he wrote a shtar, the reason why there's no kol is because it's ein edim, it's a ksav yad without edim, or the ariv is lachachitim shtaris. As the Rishbam says, the Mishnah is coming to teach us a klal, that kedei lasas kol, you need two things. You need a shtar, and edim. As l'chayr, the kavana, the Rishbam is that each one does a little bit, meaning a shtar makes a kol, and edim makes a kol. Now each one, l'chud, wouldn't make enough of a kol, but if you mitztarif the two things together, as it makes enough of a call that everyone should hear, that memela you could be goyva from lekuchas. That's the klal of the Rishbam. The second chelik of the Mishnah is once we're handling mishavdi by Arev, we're talking about Arev lachachitim shtaris. As the Gemara brings a machlekes between Rabbi Yeshua leben Nanas, im Arev lachachitim shtaris is neschaye bechlal. Nahainu, she does Rabbi Shmuel as the Zachiev, just you're not going from the Chasim Mishabadim, but not as tiny as Rabbi Shmuel. That is no Chiev Bechlal, because he Yarv Lachachitim Shtaris. As Vaz gave the other Machlaikis, as the Gemara in Ksubis and Daf Chuv Beis is masbir what the machlekes is. As in order to see the hezbeh of the Gemara, we have to first see a little bit in the Gemara in Ksubis Kuf Beis. In the Gemara in Ksubis Kuf Beis, there's a machlekes Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish. If someone writes in a shtar, chayiv ani lechamane, if he has to pay. As Rashi learns, the pshat of chayiv ali lechamane means he's moide, that he was already mischayiv. Matosis is many shailas on Rashi. One of them, what's the dimyan to our Mishnah? As a mela, he brings a Rabbeinu Tam that says another pshat, that the sugya over there is talking about where he wants to make a chiyuv chodesh, and he's writing in the shtar that is chayiv. Yeshtar can't make a shibud. As what's the pshat? As Zog Tosis, I'll feel the Gemara over there that Tzush tells it to the Dvarim of Hena and Advarim, Haniknim Ba'amira, that the Nidin is do you say, Mishum Hena and Advarim, Haniknim Ba'amira, the Rabbeinu Tam says, where is he? He's Goymer Das, and he's Mechayiv himself, even without a Kenyan. As a Fizah, the Ksivish Dar is just to show that he has a real Gmiras Das, but the Kenyan is Chal Mishum. The Gemira's Das. This is one of the famous sugyas. A bizman that you have Gemira's Das, you don't need a Maisa Kinyan. That's the Machlokes of Yechon and Rish Lakish. And the Gemara over there says, that starts off, that's a Machlokes in our Mishnah of Rabbi Shmuel and Ben Anas. It's not just a Machlokes of Amiraim, it's a Machlokes Tanoim. As Yedua, Rabbi Chanan, Rabbi Shimon, is a Shaila. That even if we know he has Gmiras Das, but there's a din, you need a Maisa Kinyan. As how could it help a Kinyan without Gmiras Das? A Kinyan without a Maisa Kinyan. How does the Gmiras Das help Luchud? As Rabbi Chanan and Rabbi Shimon both want to buy from here, the Betzem, even when you have a Maisa Kinyan, the Ig is the Gmiras Das. You just need the Kinyan, different Nuschois. Either to make the Gemiras Das, to show you have Gemiras Das, but they get Kinyan is shaf by the Gemiras Das. And if you say the Rabbi Chanan and Rabbi Shimon, saying the Shalder, the Kinyan is the Das. Rabbi Shmuel Ruzovsky, the great Talmud of Rabbi Shimon, dinged on the Rebbe Rabbi Shimon. And he tined us, how could you say such a Yesoid that Maisa Kinyan is Golnish, it's just Eicha Timsa. It's a Xeris HaKosiv that Kinyonim is Mahani. The Gemara brings down Makaris for the Maisa Kinyonim. Hare, Lefi, the way they're learning is just Echatims of Gmiras Das. What do you need a Xeris HaKosiv for? The Xeris HaKosiv is telling us he's Goyim Das and Doichik. Void, Yeshulchus Proteus, Bechol Kinyon Vikinyon. Hagbo has to be 3 Tvachim, anything less doesn't help. Mashiach has its halachas. Every Kinyon has its halachas. Had to do with Chazaka. If it's just Eichetims of Gmiras Das, all these things are very Taf Gmiras Das, here and not here. Yeah. Very Shver, all the Pratim of Kinyonim. As Reb Shmuel wanted a Taina, Ravad is thus Vecha Lokim to a Kinyon, the Maisa and the Gmiras Das, which bets him the Lashon of Reb Chaim and Sefer. There's 2 things that are Poyal a Kinyon, the Maisa and the Das. What do you see in Taisus of Chiddush? That this man, that the Gemiras Das is called Kach Godol, as then you don't need a Maisa Kinyan. Alu Yir, there's not such a Gemiras Das, as then you need a Maisa Kinyan. Kiel Das is a Svar, this man, when the Gemiras Das is fest, as then you don't need a Maisa Kinyan. Taif. As Das is the gracious side of Taisus, the Rabbeinu Tam based on the Gemara in Ksubis, which is based on the Mishnah. As the Gemara starts off, then in Ochinami, that's Machlokes of Rabbi Shmuel and Ben Anas. The Gemara, the Mesayif is Doiche, that you could say, no, Efshar, Rabbi Shmuel is Moedel Ben Anas, that you can't make a Nayachiv. Now over here, we're Soimichir on the Din of Arvis, as even though he wasn't Ovelam, Nosoi, but still, there's some musig of Arvis when I tell you that you could be Seimechara. Okay. That's the Gemara in Ksubis Bibiya, the Mishnah. So over here, we want to be Mashlam in Indian. We start in the beginning of the Sugya of Arev. So if I know it's Bitri Lasai. Toilin remembers on Kufayin Gimel Amid Beis, we saw a big machlokes rishonim what the mechayiv of arvis is. The Rishbam and the Rambam learned that the chiv is chal bedvarim ba'alma. That which the Gemara says, Bahiyan no, that he's maimin him, he gave the halva, is just to explain why there's no sign of a smachta. Abdetzim chiv is chal bedvarim ba'alma, and the Ritva over there, the Ramban, and Ksubis, they learn, no, the whole chiv of Ar is Bahiyan no, that he's maimin isai, as therefore there's a chiv of an Ariv. As L'chayr should be talking on the Machloikis Tanayim in the Mishnah over here. The Hainul, Rebbenanas is saying you need Bahiyah no, the Saimach Olav. And the Shita of the Tanakam is you don't need Bahiyah no, the Saimach Olav. Let's start off. For the Rishbam and the Rambam, that they hold that it's Efshel Eschayib Likinyan. But you could say, Avarak Boifin Shalveu Al Munasa, he wants to be Mischayiv, Fi Benanas. Avalu Yeh, it's not Hilveu Al Munasa, there's no Gmiris Das to be Mischayiv. Fi the Ramban and the Ritva, that you need Ahuano, as you'll say, that the reason why Mishmal holds that you can make a Chayiv is Alder the Gemara and Ksubis. Just you'd have to learn the Ikka Chiyav is Mishum the Gemara's Das. Now the Gemara just means it's Somach on the Din of Arvis, but not that it's Mamish the Din of Arvis. As thus is the second Nidin in the Mishnah. The third Nakuda is not a Nakuda which is Mefurish in the Mishnah, but the Rishonim handle it on the Mishnah. The Mishnah brings down the din of Ksav Yad is Goivam and Echosim Bnei Choyven. As the Baal Amor brings down B'Shem the Rif, and the Rif said on the Mishnah that if someone's Taina Paraiti on a Ksav Yad, he's Neman. And the Baal brings this to Shita Sagoinim. Frek the Baal Amor on the Rif that the reason why you can't tiny paraiti when a person has a shtar is because there's only a shtar chabiyadi my boy. If you paid up, why is the shtar still in my hand? As it's a umdana, it's a raya that you didn't pay up. As Frek the Balama, this umdana shaykh by a ksav yad also shtar chabiyadi my boy. If you paid up, why do you leave the ksav yad in his hand? As she distoises in ksubis, taf chafale b'shem deri. The sheet of the Rajba over here. Yet it's still Shaykh Umdan of Shtarcha Biyadi, my boy. The Balamor Tain is the steam of Samisha is Mashma that way, because it says you could be Goyve Bnei Choyrin. Mashma Bucholoifen. If you could Tain up a righteous, you can't be Goyve from him, Bucholoifen. As the Ramban and the Ravid and the Asogas al Arif, the Miyashvan the Rif, that the Rif holds that the umdana of Shtocha B'yadi my boy is not Shaykh by Ksav Yad. Both of them say this, just a mazbe for different reasons why the umdana of Shtocha B'yadi my boy is not Shaykh by Ksav Yad. Ramban over here, Daisis and Ksubis and Chofalef is mazbe the Rif. Shirak B'shtar, that is a call that you could be Goyvim Mimishtabdi. Nainu, a shtar that has a kol, the reason why you go in Mishabdi, he has a kol, as it's mafriya life, it's nisha biyara malva chapiroyin. Why? Because it's zilalei nichse. Because everyone's going to know there's a shtar choiv on him. So the value is nechasim goes down. As then he's makbit to take the shtar after the piroyin. Look, Sabyan, he doesn't care if the person holds on to it. Because anyway, it doesn't cause his nechasim to go down. As in this Ramban, you see a chiddush that the shtarcha biyadi, my boy, is not because people don't leave a shtar after the pirayin. There's a reason why people don't leave the shtar, only because zilanei nichsei. This would be miyashiv, the big shaila of Reb Chaim, and the stanza of Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim asks, how could you say, the way it's printed in the stencil,
How could you say that the reason why you can't tie up your Ryan is Misham Shtarcha Biyadi, my boy, there's a umdana. I mean, if the halacha is that the loiva was neman to tiny peruas, what does he care? Even if he makes pirayin, he could leave the shtar in the guy's hand and he'll always be able to tiny parati. So why should it bother him if the person has the shtar? Because the way it's printed in the stencil, the Rav Chaim said, must be that the reason why he can't tiny pirayin is not because of umdana, because of a din in shtaris. But this Ramban answers the question guns fine, that the reason why he doesn't want the shtar in his hand is not because he can't tine a paraiti. Even if he'd be able to tine a paraiti, but when there's a shtar in a person's hand, his nechasim go down in value. As a male is a umdin of shtar chabiyadi my boy, because he doesn't want his nechasim to go down in value. The Maisi, you could answer the Shaila Reb Chaim Stam. It's a balabatish azach. Even if in Lomdis I could tiny parati, Abanishi Adain is a Lamdin V. Reb Chaim. I mean, Moidi talking that he'll be nervous. He doesn't want the other person to have a shtar on him. As Tevim Neyandam is when you pay up, you take the shtar. The Rajbo Shoyal on the Ramban from the Gemara and Daf Ayin that over there is talking about a shtar pikodin. With his no denachrayis, and I feel hoch yitzesh tocha biyadi my boy. As you see, that you say the svarish tocha biyadi my boy, even when there's no achrayis nachasim. You know, if she had the Ramban, if she had the Ramban, it would be macharg between pekodin and havoy, you have to know what the achila could be. The Ravid says another svara. The Ravid says that there's no umdana. Why? Because kiven shein kol hu shaker sheyesh shtar, meaning something that is a milvah b'shtar. There's a call everyone's talking about when he makes the pirayin, and so remember that he wrote a shtar. He'll come and take it. Aber when there's no shtar, he's not even going to remember it, as he won't take it. Void. Ravid says, Nochasvara, if there's Edim in the shtar, as he thinks he's going to be able to be Makayim the shtar. But, as he's scared, he'll take it. But, if it's a Ksav Yad, he thinks he's never going to get a Kiyam anyway, so he doesn't have to take it. As these are all Svaras to explain that there's no umdin of shtacha biyadi my boy. Hami is mavura mefurish in the balamar, in the ramban, in the ravid, in the toises and ksubis, that the reason why you can't tie a paraiti on a shtar is because of a umdin of shtacha biyadi my boy. With the loikimoy shekos of a grach bestencil, that you don't need an umdin of. Spam is the grach and stencil is coming to be Mazbashidus Rambam. Kedaka Shalagrach, many times we'll say in Malach and the Rambam, which is Kenegad the Rishainim. However, Ravasha said over Mipishmua, they say over Bashem Rab Chaim, that Rab Chaim brought a raya from the Gemara, and this you have to know what the Rishainim are going to do with. Rab Chaim brought a raya from the Gemara in Babitzi on Daf Yud Zayin. That you see, the din of shtarcha biyadi my boy is not mishum umdana. Why? The Gemara over there says, "Atayinach amaisa bezdin layom aklum." Then if someone says paraiti on amaisa bezdin, he's not neman. Why? Shabaisa bezdin kimanda noket shtara dami. Whenever bezdin makes a psak, it's kilu they wrote up a shtar with edim. As a mela, you can't tie the paraiti. Frek Reb Chaim, if the reason why you can't tie the paraiti is because of umdana shtacha biyadi my boy, it's not shaykh by a maisa bezdin where there was no shnar that was written up. And lomdis is kilo is da shtar. And bimitsi is the shtak in shtar. As a male, it's not shaykh the shtacha biyadi my boy. So that was the grace of Shaila Reb Chaim. He wanted to the Ufreis that no, you don't need the Umdana. The Shaila is, but we see in all these Rishayim, you need an Umdana. That's how they're going to answer the grace of Shaila of Reb Chaim. As Nahum wanted to say a vote to be miyashiv. Nahum wanted to say vayis techayis as Reb Chaim is girecht. That avad you see that chutzim the umdana is the nochadin also. Das feidinim is the umdana is the din and dinei shtaris. Nahum uptaych, what's the din and dinei shtaris? The shtar is made that there's no pirayin. Midinei ashtar. Shtar is made that there's no pirayin. But a makar from Taisis and Ksubis and your test. And someone tiny is pirayin is tiny kineged the shtar. Because the shtar is made, there's a chiv. Navas. When could you say the shtar is made that there's no pirayin if you know it's a shtar? Abalu yehi was para and hare it's aymed le pirayin. Azim kain. As Mechatesa, there's a star here. As a Mela, you have to come on to an Umdana. The Umdana said there was no Pirayan. Now that the Umdana says that there's no Pirayan, the Umdana says there's a star here, and now the star is made that there's no Pirayan. As Kum Techois Lefizeh, Nevada, this reminds us of the vote we said over from Nachum by Ziyuf. We saw on one hand the shtar is made, it's not mezuyif. And on the other hand, there's a umdana. Rashi and the Rishbam say because there's a umdana, people are not mezayif. Is what do you need both things? So mamish, the same lumdus of Nachum said that if there's a shtar, the shtar is made, is not mezuyif. But hey, who says there's a shtar? You need the umdana to say there's a shtar. Mamish, the same derech halimud. By Maisa Bezdin, there's no chash that the shtar is not a shtar, because when Bezdin gives a psak, you know there's a psak of Bezdin in front of us, that Yechayev, as you know that the shtar is being made. As over there, you don't need the umdana. Only by a standard shtar, where it's not coming with a psak of Bezdin, is then you need the umdana to say that the shtar is a shtar. Oh. Just it'll come out of chiddush lefizeh, that, as you see, you need two dinim. As all the rishonim always speak out the umdana, because you need both. As the chiddush is, lefizeh, you would have to say that by ksav yad, you have both dinim also. To say if Shastoy does Bal Din, Kimei Edim Dami, as it's Kilu Yev Edim. That's a Chiddush. Just Reb Nachum brought another Raya that you see that there is two Dinim from the Gemara we had before, which is also Gemara in Bam Metzia Dav Zayin, Gemara in Dav Kofayin. The Gemara says if two people are holding on to a Shtar, as the Halacha is that we say Yachloiku. As we saw the Shaila, what do you mean? Is there Umdana or not? How could you say Yachloiku? If there's Umdana Shtarcha by yadi my boy, you shouldn't be Neman Bechlal. If there's no Umdana, you should be Neman Lagamri. As we saw over there, Nachum boy, the Vais Lechois, the Umdana is not enough. Is the Svetadin, the Umdana only helps when you have a Shtar. As you have to be Machzik in the Shtar. That's a misoid, the Koivit Shiurim, in Ois Tov Reish Hei, which is Tav Kuf Samach Hei over here in Baba Basra. He brings a raya from the Magid Mishnah, Malva Veloi V'Perich of Zayin, and Rivosh, Simin Tofayin Ches, as they ask that if you say the Shtar, the Rambam passes like the Rift, you say Praite on Ksav Yad, and they learn because there's no Shiba Nechosim. As they ask, why is it different than a shtar of our koyz goyim? There's no shiva nechosim and afilu hochi, you can't tain a paraiti. As they say, shani ksav yad, the lav shtarahu. As Rabbi Chanan says, if it's mishum umdana, there's no makam to be machalik, and both there's no shiva nechosim. Was weiß doch eus von diesen Rishainen, die all das zwei dienen. That this is the Umra, and that Taka there's no Makam to be Machalik. Aber es dort dienen, die nicht Taurus. That's what they're saying, the Chilik is, is Einoch Hinami, in both places you have a Umdina, just the Ksaviyat is not a star, and the Umdina is not enough. Those is the Nidainim in the Mishnah. Now let's move over to the Graces Sugya of Shibude Daraisa and Shibude Darabanan, the Machlekes Ula and Rabban, Adam and Ryan. Let's start off with Shitus Ula, Shibude Daraisa. As where's the marker of Shibude Daraisa? The Rishbam brings the marker is from a Pasuk by Mashkin. That the Pasuk says by Mashkin, you could be Goiva Mashkin as you see Shibude Daraisas. As the Rishonim asked two starke shailas on the Rishbam. Tosis asked the ganze machlokes of Shibude Daraisa and Shibude Darabanan is one, you want to be Goiva from the chasim that he sold, the chasim that went over to Yairish, it's not by him anymore. But something that's Minei, that's still by him. Avada, there's no machlokes, everyone holds. You could be goyva, because minei is a filum iglima da kasve. Gemara says by avadim that minei is a filum iglima da kasve, the Gemara in Baba Kama, and other places. Azim gain, how could you bring a raya from a mashkin? A mashkin is talking about what's still by the loiva, as over there, you don't need the koyach of Shiva Nechasim to be goyva. In fact, you bring a raya that Shibude Daraisa. As the Yad Ramah is miyashiv, that if it would be Mishum Gviya of Minei, that you have a source to get from him your money, as then, okay, there's a mitzvah la loiva limka lasis kesef, as you have a din. He has to take what nechasim he has and sells it to make kesef. But how could you go ahead and take it away? Al sedinah minei, you don't have a schus to take it away. Bal korcho. Because it's muchach sheyesh shiva nechasim. Because if there wouldn't be a shiva nechasim, how would you be able to take it away? Bal korcho. As hagufa, not from that's a musig of mashkin, but from the fact that you could take the mashkin bal korchoi, it's muchach that you have a shiva, because on a shiva nechasim, how could you take it bal korcho? Oh. Thus the yishuv of the Yad Ramam. The Yad Ramam himself is another kasha on the Rishbam. Yes, that the pasuk is mairi by metaltalim. And metaltalim is loy mishtabdi. As how could you bring a raya? But lamaisa, maybe you'll say the Rishbam, the Ksoisin Lamites, brings down a rajba that holds that metaltali is mishtabdi midaraisa. That which the Gemara says metaltali is loy mishtabdi is only midrabbanon. Hari the Rishbam and daf chuf chuf ches. Says Mefurish Metaltal is loy mishtabdi min ha-tayra mishum shaloy samich daitoy alav. As Mefurish in the Rishbam Metaltal is loy samich daitoy alav. As I mizeh is doch shver, even with the raisa, it's how can you bring a raya from Mashkin? This is the grace of Shail of the Yad Ramah. As the Yad Ramah says, a shtigal tayra, mamish a brisk a shtigal tayra, as is dosh trey dinam in shibud. Is dosh trey man di yomrim. He says, there's one man di yomah, that ula, that learns out shibud nechosim, is from the parasha of Mashkin. The fizeh, shibud nechosim is midin kinyan. As I bezeh, if it's midin kinyan, it's even by metaltlin. But it's done noch a man di yama, shitis rava. We had before on daf kufay and dalar amar alif. The shibin nechasim is midin arvis. He also says in mechayres daf memches. As if it's mishum arvis, it's not mishum kinyan, it's because he's saimich daita Allah. As if it's mishum smichis das, a person is only saimich das on karka, not metaltalim. Like Rashi says in bam mitziya, daf sadik zayin amid beis. as lefize is the svei mekayris the din of shibud daraisa. There's one makor from the parsha of Mashkin, as then it'll be shibud will be a kinyan. There's another makor from the din of arvus. As agam does a gishmak of mahalech, avakim do mani in the shbam yisim a furish, not like the yad rama. Why? The shbam before and daf kufayin dalid, amin aleph. The shbam says on the sugi over there of kufayin dalid, which is the makkah that shibun achasim yishram arvis, zog the shbam, and how do you know shibun achasim? From the pasuk of Mashkin. So Shbam Kufa brings the Pasuk of Mashin, it's the Makar of Arvis. So how do you answer the Shaila of the Yadra Ma? As the Maknan Dushan and Dafyud Gimel wants to say about what's the reason why Metatul Ilam Mishtabli? Because B'derech Klal he's like Samech Daita Allah. Abaluye he takes it as a Mashkin, as a B'zei Plaibs, the Smichas Das is on it. B'zei it's not Shaykh the son of Smichas Das anymore. Stas is in the Rishpam. Tais is just S on the Rishpam. He doesn't explain. So where is the Makar of Shibud Daraisa? L'chayra Tais means that the Makar is Misvara. L'chayra. And like the Gemara says in Ksubis, Tafchav Beis, Svaru Lamali Krav. Grada is a idea that L'chayra, every time the Gemara says Midaraisa, if you look at Rashi, Rashi always tries to bring a Pasuk. Leider Shbam goes out there Rashi that he holds Midaraisa has a Makar in the Torah. And even if it's a Svaru, but it has to have a Makar in the Torah. Because Lashi Midaraisa is Mashmitz Mefurish in the Torah. Abitaisis will learn not that way. No, it's a svara. L'choy, the mashmai said the Ramban is mashma that way also, because the Rishbam says that l'fi rabba, there's exeris akos of shibud alav daraisa, because the pasuk says that shliach bezdin is lo yochli, honestly take a mashkin. And Ula holds the pasuk is going on something else. It's not telling us you can't take a mashkin. Mamela the din is, being that there's no mock of Shibud alav daraisa, Mamela the din is Shibud daraisa. What do you mean, Mamela? Where's the makar? The mashman the Ramban, that Shibud daraisa is the svara. As the mandiyam of Shibud alav daraisa, Rabbi says, is a raya from the pasuk, not that way, but on a raya, with chazanu la svara, that Shibud is daraisa. Thus is with the makor of Shibud Daraisa. Oh. We'll just be masker over Hakira we touched on many times, just from Kaimai. You appreciate the Hakira differently. We saw the Hakira as what's the reason according to Ula Shibud Daraisa? As what do you need a shtar for? L'chayra, every milval pair Shibud Daraisa. Oh, I just forgot one nakuda. We want to go back. According to Ramban and Taisis, that learns that there's no pasuk for Shibud Daraisa. What tak is the svara? As L'chayr, you'll say the svara is midin arvis, that the malvis say mechdas on it, and misvara, if it comes mishubit. Oh. Okay, now let's go over to the next shlav. The Gemara says, if Shibud is the Raisa, be milval pe, be milval shtaris. Why does the Mishnah by us say only by milval mishtar you can be goyva, not by a milval pe? As the Gemara says, because milval pe is less a kol, as midrabanan, we were worried about pseidid lukuchis, as therefore we said you can't be goyva with a milval pe. We saw the grace of Chakira from Rabbi Seinu, as is it the pshat, the shtar is just a chetimsa to make a kol. Abibetzim, the shibud is chal, mishum, the halva. Or now that Chazal were mafkir the shibud, the gather that takana was, that you can only be goyva with the shtar. As one of the great sarayas, the Shah Mishbar in Simin Lamites, if Cotton Aleph Es, and the famous Sugim Bab Metzia Daf Yudalit. Of Achrayas Tayyus Seifer, the Ainu of his Seifer forgot to write the Achrayas. As we say that it was a Tayyus, really he wanted to write it, he forgot, and Rashi says, because people aren't Zogim Makesav Bechdi, Avadi, he wants Achrayas. Frecht the Shara Mishbot Aray, the whole reason why you need a Shara is to make a call. As my nafkamina, if you wrote the achrayas or not. Once the halva was done in a shtar with Edom, it makes a call. So who cares if the achrayas is written or not? What do you need? You say that the cipher was toya. As the Yadir Abasi in the Taisis read over here, asked the Shiloh. In the Taisis it is, Yolchibu the Daraisis, what do you need? Achrayas toya cipher. As he asked the question differently, he asked, how could there be a man the yom of achrayas love toya cipher if you hold Shibu the Daraisis? And Vidal, if everyone writes Achrayas and this guy didn't write Achrayas, as it makes Vasa Umdana, then obviously they made a Tanai that they don't want to be Makabal Achrayas. That's why he didn't put it in. As Pshal and the man, the Om Achrayas, love to Yisoyfu, even though Betzem Halva is Mishtabid, but if they make a Tanai together, it's not Mishtabid, it should work. As being that they didn't write Achrayas in the Shtar, as it's Kilu, there's a Tanai. That they didn't want to be making achrayas. As Lefiza, what's the mandiyam of achrayas to Yisayfu? He's saying, don't boy from the fact that there's no achrayas, that they made a t'nai that they don't want achrayas. Because achrayas to Yisayfu was a mistake, but really they wanted achrayas. Yeah. The other way of learning is, no, you need to have a shtar. It's not just enough for kol. Somehow, nesivis and mitzvah vav sifkat and chav gimel. What makayris to both study? This is the man the yama of shibude daraisa. Where's the makar of shibude daraisa, and how does it work by a shtar? Now let's go over to the next sheet. The sheet is rabbi is shibude is lav daraisa. As yesh lodn. As Lefi Rabba, a Shibud is Lav Daraisa, as it's Darabanan, as Lamaisa, there's a Shibud anyway. As is there a difference if the Shibud is Daraisa or if the Shibud is Darabanan? Let's be Malakit what we saw. And the Ramban in Ksubis and Daf Sadik, the Ramban says that there is a Nafkamina. The nafkamina is when you have two bali choivis, a muktam and a mocha, meaning one of them in shtar choiv was before the other one, and the mocha was bavitavis. He says, if you hold shibud daraisa, as the shibud of the muktam is daraisa, as he can be moitzi from the mocha. If you hold shibud darabanan, as what's the reason for the rabbanan, mishum nilas delas bifnei loivin? But by two bali choivim, two malvis, it's not shaykh the nilas delas. Thus is the nafkamina of the Ramban in Ksubis Daf Sadik. Ramban, Daf Kufayin Dalit, says another man nafkamina. That the man, the Yom HaShibud Elav Daraisa, he holds Priyas Bal Choyv, is only Mishum HaMitzvah. Memela by Ktanim, where you can't, there's no mitzvah, any Yochulok of Lashalim. The man, the Yom HaShibud Daraisa, as lefidat man the yama prius bal choiv is a schus mamin, as you could even be goyver from ktanim. As kum de chayis is another nafkamina, if you could be goyver from ktanim. The third nafkamina is in the Rashba over here. The Rashba says lefidat man the yama shibud elav daraisa, you can't be goyver from the nechasim. You always have to go to the life and be koyfim, but you can't take his nechasim without his das. He's medayik the gemara and ksuba staff peivav that way. Ashenkin, according to the man, the Yama Shibud Daraisa, you can go straight to his Nechasim. You can take his Nechasim. I mean, first you Tevea the Loiva, but you can go to his Nechasim afterwards and take it from him. But this Nafkamina, the Ramban is Cholek on. The Nafkamina, he says, no, even according to the man, the Yama, it's a mitzvah, you could be koi for him and take his Nechasim. The Ritva over here is Mazva the Ramban. That netilas netkark is a way of being koifa. You could be koifa a person by hitting him to do mitzvah, so you could be koifa a person by taking away his money. It's a kind of kfiya. As a vada, me'ikad dina, there's no shibud nechasim, but tainat ramban, you could do kfiya, they're taking his nechasim. The Rashi holds kriya is only the gufay. But my night, you can't be kriya for him. So this is the nafkamina ladina, is if shibuda is the raisa, or if shibuda is the rabbanon. Was geht the machloikis if shibuda is the raisa, shibuda the rabbanon? We already saw in the Ramban that the Ramban is Mukayasum Sukim. Mandiyama Shibuda Lab the Raisa is a raya from the Pasik that Shibuda Lab the Raisa before it was gate the Lomdisha Machlaikis. As Lukhoir Nechluku Arishainim. And Taisis by us, Taisis says the Mandiyama Shibuda Lab the Raisa holds even if you write a star. It's Lab the Raisa. The Lashon of Taisis is I midaraisa, you can't make such a kinyan. As the ksois in Simon Lamites, as masbetosis with the ritva and kedushin dafyud gimelamit base, the ritva holds like tosis also, that with a shtar you can't make the shibud. And the ritva is masbel because shibud is cholik from other kinyanim. In other kinyanim, you own it. Kinyan means you own something. Over here by Shibud, right now you don't own it. You have a schus to be goyva from it later on. Beiches Teisus does a musig of Kinyan. Kinyan is either yours or his. There's no thing as schus kvias. That's the mandiyam of Shibud elav daraisa. So if that's the time of Shibud elav daraisa, it doesn't make a difference if you are Meshavet Bishtar or not. Rashi in Kedushin over there in Yud Gimel Amid Beis, Rashi says the man the Yama Shibud Lav the Raisa is only when you don't have a shtar. When you have a shtar, as then Shibude is the Raisa, as Mavur and Rashi, that the pshat in the man the Yama Shibud Lav the Raisa is Rashi Lashitasa. Rashi learns on Bab Mitzia Samazayin Amid Beis. What's the reason for Shimud? Because he's Saimechdas. Misvari Saimechdas on the Karko. He says, Mele, you could be Mishabit. As Rashi learns, the Mandiyama Shibudi Lav Daraisa holds that you say Misvara, he wasn't Saimechdas on it, that he'll be able to be Goivet. As a Mele, the Shibud's not Chal. Abalu Yia, he writes a Shtar. And he says lehedya that he's saimechdas on it. As then you could have the shibud nuchasim. Mistam we say he's not saimechdas. But if he says lehedya, he writes a shtar on it, you could be goyven. As kum dechois lefi the Rashi and kedushin, the machlekes is a machlekes, and what the smichas das is. Freg the Rishonim on Rashi, how could you say that? We just saw this, a man the Achrayis Toyis Sefer. As we always say that Achrayis Toyis Sefer, it's the mistake of the Sefer. So how could you say it's not Zaymechdas? So the Rajbo, that if you hold bets and there's a Shibud, as then you could say Achrayis Toyis Sefer. According to the man the Amar Shibud, they love the Raisa, you need the Shtar, the Shaft, the Shibud. As then, you don't say Achrayis Toyis Sefer. Shaila is, what's the beer of the Rashba? But that's Rashi. I can hear the B.O.B. boy from Zeh. That he's learning the Pshad and Achrayis Toyis Sefer is Be'etzem Nal Voz Mishtabit. You just need a star. As you say Achrayis Toyis Sefer, you have a star. But according to the man, the Yomar, Shibud Elav Daraisa, as then you need the star to shaft the Shibud. As with an imaginary star, because he's making a mistake and he didn't write it, that can't shaf a shibud. As if you need the star to shaf the etzim chefse the shibud, you have to write it bepoil, or else that makes it into a star kinyan. Which is because we know the guy forgot it, but still you didn't write it. There's nothing to make the shibud yet. We have machlekes. Was gate the other machlekes? According to Taisis in the Ritva, it's a lomdisha machlekes, if it's shaykh such a kinyan or not. And according to the Rashi in the Rashba, it's a machlekes and what the das of the person is.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.